We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular
presents
Sleepy Time Tales.
Tonight's tale is The Lost Meteorite. It's Sleepy Time Tales, brought to you by Story Spectacular, the podcast for rocky bedtimes and spacey dreams. You can listen to an astronomical story anytime you need a friend. I'm your host, Angie. Tonight, we will meet a kind pebble named Rolly.
Hi.
Who meets a space rock named Shiny. Shiny is a lost meteorite who needs to find her way back home to outer space. Will Rolly be able to help her new friend? Let's find out and begin our space rock story now. The Lost Meteorite. One day, a smooth little pebble was taking a leisurely roll along the beach.
La la la.
Then, suddenly, the little pebble bumped into a shiny silver stone.
Why, hello there.
Hi.
The little pebble gazed at the shimmering stone.
Wow, I've never seen a rock like you before. What's your name?
I don't remember.
Well, I will call you Shiny, and you can call me Rolly. Where do you come from anyway, Shiny?
Golly, I don't remember that either. I think I might be lost.
Don't fret, little friend. I will help you find your way home.
Gee, you will?
Why, sure.
The little pebble declared.
Tell me the last place you remember being.
Place?
Yeah, did you come from a river? Or a mountain? Or a cave? Or underground?
No, none of those places sound familiar. I just remember falling and falling and falling and landing here on the, what is this place?
Shiny asked.
This is Pebble Beach.
Rolly replied.
Rocks and stones come from all over the earth and travel to this beach for relaxation and recreation. Which reminds me, it's time for Rock Club.
Rock Club?
Yeah, I'm sure one of the other members of the club will know exactly what kind of stone you are and where you came from. Come on, Shiny.
Okay.
The little pebble and the shiny stone rolled their way over to a tidal pool where rocks of all shapes and sizes were lounging around the warm water.
Hey everyone, sorry we are late for Rock Club.
No problem,
said a genial gemstone.
Who's your friend, Rolly?
We just met on the beach. This is Shiny.
Hello everyone.
Wow, Shiny, you are so shimmery and sparkly. Where are you from?
Yeah!
Shiny shrugged.
I can't remember.
That's why we're here,
said Rolly.
We need help finding Shiny's home. Have any of you rock club members seen a rock formation like Shiny on any of your travels?
No.
All of the rocks shook their heads.
I've never seen anything like you on Earth. You are one of a kind.
Oh dear, this is baffling.
Rolly remarked.
What are we going to do?
Shiny fretted.
All of these expert rocks and no one knows where I came from.
I know where you came from,
said a voice.
It's Yurkon.
The crowd parted as an old igneous rock rolled out from the shadows.
My name is Yurkon. I am the oldest member of the rock club, and I have seen a rock like you once before.
You have?
Yes. You see, a long, long time ago, when I was still being formed, I lived inside an ancient volcano.
Whoa!
A volcano? Really?
Yes. And one day, this mighty ancient volcano erupted and sent me far up into the sky. As I was flying up higher and higher into the atmosphere, I could see outer space. I saw the stars, the moon, and even the planets. I saw clusters of magnificent shiny rocks just like you flying across the night sky. You see, Shiny, I don't think you are from Earth at all. I think you have come from outer space. You are a meteorite.
Wow!
The rock club was shocked and amazed. They all turned and looked at Shiny with wonder.
A meteorite? Right before our eyes.
Is it true, Shiny? Are you really from space?
Shiny closed her eyes and thought hard. Then she remembered, speeding across the night sky, happily flying in a cluster with her whole rock family across the galaxy. Then one day, Shiny hit a bump and got separated from her family. She felt herself getting pulled down towards a blue-green planet. Shiny fell from the sky and landed on the beach. Shiny opened her eyes and proclaimed,
"Yes! It's true. I remember everything now. I came from outer space."
Yippee!
The others cheered.
The rock club has solved the mystery.
Hip hip hooray!
We figured it out, Shiny. Isn't that wonderful?
But Rolly's smile turned to a somber frown when she noticed her friend was not joining in on the celebration.
If I'm from outer space, how in the world can I find my way back home?
The crowd grew silent.
Huh.
Then Yurkon spoke up.
I will take you to the ancient volcano. A volcano so mighty, so forceful, with the power to send you back up into space. It will be a long and harrowing journey over rivers and mountains just to reach the volcano. But it's the only way to get you back home.
I accept your offer, Yurkon.
Me too,
said Rolly. The crowd gasped, but Rolly did not yield.
You're my friend, and I promise to help you find your way home.
Thank you, Rolly.
That settles it. We will leave at dusk tomorrow.
Early the next morning, Yurkon, Rolly, and Shiny set out on a long journey. Yurkon led them across the beach to a trickling stream of water.
This is the way. We follow the water.
The three rocks rolled against the current. They rolled up steep hills around twists and turns. Together, they kept rolling. It seemed like an endless journey. Rolly was by far the smallest of the three rocks. The little pebble felt tired and worn out. But then she would look to her friend Shiny. She could see the longing in her friend's eyes. Then she glanced at Zircon. She could tell the old stone was feeling tired too, but also felt his determination.
We must keep going,
Zircon commanded. Rolly mustered up all of her energy and kept up the pace to complete the quest. She would not leave Shiny's side until they reached the volcano together. They rolled all day and into the night, up steep, treacherous terrain. Finally, they reached the edge of the mighty volcano. The mouth of the volcano gurgled with bubbles of hot lava.
Who goes there?
The volcano said with a booming voice.
Hello, my ancient friend. It is I, Zircon.
Zircon! Well, I haven't seen you since you were molten. What brings you all the way up here, old friend?
I am with a lost meteorite stone who is looking to return home to outer space. Can you help us, Volcano?
Well, I'd be happy to help, but what can I do?
We need you to erupt. Erupt with a force so powerful to send this little meteorite back to outer space.
The mighty volcano grew quiet and thought for a moment.
Well, I haven't erupted in a really long time. I don't know if I have the energy or the strength anymore.
Shiny spoke up.
Please, Volcano, could you try your best? You're my only hope.
Yes, little meteorite, I will do my very best. I just need a little help getting started.
What can we do?
I need rock vibrations.
Let's go for it.
Zircon began to twirl. The volcano started to hum. Shiny hopped up and down. The volcano trembled. Rolly began to rapidly roll around the mouth of the volcano. The volcano started to quake. Rolly sped up faster and faster.
It's working!
Zircon shouted.
The volcano is about to erupt. Jump inside the mouth now, Shiny!
He commanded. Rolly paused for a moment to look at Shiny.
Goodbye, my friend. Have a safe trip home.
Thank you for all of your help, Rolly.
The volcano is about to burst. You need to go now.
The little pebble and the meteorite nodded at one another. Then Shiny jumped into the mouth of the volcano. At that very moment, the volcano erupted, shooting Shiny high up into the sky. Rolly and Zircon watched until Shiny disappeared into the atmosphere, back up to outer space.
It worked!
The volcano settled down and grew quiet.
Wow, I didn't think I still had it in me.
Thank you, Volcano.
My pleasure, old friend. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to get some rest.
Rolly and Zircon rolled their way down the long path back home. It was pitch dark by the time they reached Pebble Beach to reunite with the other Rock Club members.
Rolly, Zircon, you're back!
Did it work?
Was Shiny able to return to outer space?
Yes, it worked.
Hooray!
The others cheered. But Rolly was quiet and somber.
What's wrong, little pebble?
Zircon asked.
We had a successful mission, but you don't seem content.
Well, you see, I'm happy that Shiny is back home, but I will miss seeing my friend.
Don't fret, little pebble. You can still see Shiny.
How?
Look up at the night sky.
Rolly and the other rocks looked up.
See that? off in the distance.
Rolly saw a shimmering silver rock soaring across the night sky.
It's shiny. I could see her happily flying around in outer space.
From that day forward, every night when the sun went down, Rolly would gaze up at the stars to watch her friend in outer space. The end. Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To learn more about the show and to watch spectacular videos, go to storyspectacular.com. If you enjoyed today's spacey show, be sure to share it with your fellow junior astronomers and geologists. Help us get the word out so that even more friends can tune in to Sleepy Time Tales 2.
Sleepy Time Tales.